New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, friends. Welcome to the Eric Zane Show podcast. A lot has gone wrong this morning, this Christmas season. Thank you so much for being here. And the Impact Power Sports Studio. Impact Power Sports, a fantastic place to get some affordable fun. ATVs, UTVs, side-by-sides, e-bikes, scooters, motorcycles, whatever. They have it all at Impact Power Sports. Their website, ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. First and foremost, happy Christmas Eve. I sat down here at 3 minutes prior to 8. And all I had to do was hit one magical button and the show was off and running. And then a biological function that sometimes happens to people in the morning struck me in a particular way. And I realized, okay. So that was a moment. Which kind of leads us to, you can't have an Eric Zane Show podcast without any discussion about feces. And while that one isn't really in depth, this one is. Got up later today, got to sleep in. That was wonderful. Roll out of bed. At about the time that I am downstairs, getting the coffee, letting the dogs out, our beloved NFK has woken up. We avoided an absolute disaster today. We avoided, it just happened to work out. We're well on our way to a destructive morning of stomping around and being enraged. Because I am... Getting the coffee and just walking up. He's just staring at me like this. I go, hey. And I know he wants something. He's like a dog. You got a bag. Now he knows where the bags are. That's his way of saying, get in there, Eric, and clean up the shit that the dog left. You got a bag. And I go, oh, yeah? And he goes, and he said the magic words. He goes, there's poo-poo in there. I'll take care of it. Immediately do that. It was a Benny opportunity or Benny mess today. Maureen says, you got a bag, go clean up that poo-poo. That's precisely what it is. Of course I do that. On the way, I noticed that the cat barfed on the island. This is 1 minute into the day. Sarah Rookrock Roosh says, the NFK complaining about poo-poo when he, in fact, leaves poo-poo all over the place. Diana just cleaned the toilet the other day. We don't even... It's to a point where it's entirely ridiculous to even suggest that he clean anything. Because if he does happen to clean it, it's not going to be cleaned well. So it's better off You go ahead and destroy it, and we'll just clean it. He claims that he feeds the cats. Now, I didn't. There's a cat bowl in one spot and another one that is, like, on the top of the steps. And I don't think he has the ability to kind of get low from floor level and drop the cat food into the bowl. I don't think he's there. So I've often wondered what happens. And I think, well, I just figured it out yesterday that I think he just takes the food that's in the little 1/4 cup serving and just chucks it down the steps. Because I went downstairs yesterday and all on every step and even on the floor in the basement, there's cat food. I'm like, what the fuck did you do? Now, that's probably not true, but he obviously missed or something went wrong. Well, I'm just not going to tell you, and you can just find out about this on your own, which I did. Molly is here. She says, "You're early, you little fucker." LOL. You calling me a little fucker is hysterical. That's so true, though. What a descriptor. I really find that to be fantastic. EZ is a little fucker. Lil fucker. L-I-L. It's true because I'm not big. I'm a small, small, insignificant man. Barely. I think I'm shrinking. I think by the time I'm my bones shrink and all that, when I get really old, I'm pretty sure I'll be like about 5'1". I'm just over 5'7" right now. That's little. That's a little dude. Jeremy writes, DJ Easy Rhymes changes his name to Lil Fucker. Well, Molly, I'm glad you're here. What is your pal's name again? Sensual Orgasm something. What? I don't think that's her name. What the fuck was it? Jizz Queen or something like that. Jizz Swallower XX. Cream Queen. That's it. Okay. That's quite a name, you know? Cream Queen.
There's Chris says Kenny's Lil Sloot.
Whenever there's Maureen says Tasmanian Devil. No, that's another person. There are two new ladies on this show that Kenny's just, he's got his pick of the litter, you know, with Cream Queen and then Slav Down Under. He's just, oh my God. He's probably, I don't know what he's going to do. You can't love bomb multiple people like that. I tell you what, if Kenny says he never talked to the Cream Queen. Okay, all right. Well, that's remarkable control on your part. Megan says, wait, I want a shot with Tasmania. She has a filthy mouth and she's funny. Okay, yep, she sure does. And she is funny. We need more funny women in this world. All right. I have a ton of them here. So I think funny women gravitate to this show. Chris says, I feel like Megan and Mrs. Crispy would be fast friends. You're talking about your better half, Chris. That would be Kristen, correct? Who I just adore.
She was seated next to you during the last Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. And can I just say that the first impression that I got about your lovely better half struck me, she struck me as mischievous, funny, fun, and I don't know, just she gave me an aura of just silly, which is, I mean, what a superpower to have. She strikes me as the type of person who, if you put her into a room that has nothing inside of it, no doors, padded walls, nothing to do, and she's in a straitjacket, she would still have fun. We found out on that show last week, the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, that Chris's wife has crispy R's. Chris said, hey, Kristen, hey, Kristen, say the word cracker. And she goes, cracker. And boy, did we react. Megan says, that's why you are correct. We'd probably get along, Chris. I need nothing around to have fun. And then Sarah says, she is cute, Chris. Now, you notice I described her in a fantastically accurate way. If Kenny were doing it, he'd say, oh, man, she got a cute smile. She on Twitch. I want to follow her. I think we may have made a fan for life. I think Kristen is going to sit in with Chris now on the show. And I think we're all winners in regard to that. Chris says that she is dying about all of this here right now. It's so fantastic. Seriously. When someone new shows up on that show, Linda is now suggesting that her friend Mary the Ghost will sit in too. Oh, my God. That was so frightening to me. This opaque image behind Linda during that Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. That was a podcast for the ages, that one. There was a lot going on. Jeremy talks about, when is Linda's brother-in-law going to sit in? Okay, this guy, that is, of course, Maureen's sweet, beloved husband, Tommy. And there was a discussion when we were out at Beltline Bar when that old fuddy-duddy, like Maureen was there enjoying the show, and he's in the room with Maureen right now, but she has her earbuds in probably. Captain Boring happened to hear like a little bit of me doing my thing, and he's like, can you please turn that down, that filth down, or put in your earbuds. I can't take it. I can't take his foul mouth. Oh, my God, dude. What the fuck? How can you possibly be from this planet? God damn. Anyway, slowly but surely, people will succumb to my charms. Case in point, our beloved Megan. I once again spent some time with Brian, her beloved husband. And this time around, he was extremely chatty at the Great Food Giveaway. And I think he's like, you know what? I think there's something in his own brain. He had to have been thinking about how much fun your old pal EZ is. Megan has claimed, made various comments that he doesn't think you're funny and he doesn't dislike you like Maureen's husband does. But but I think he kind of came out of his shell at the Great Food Giveaway in a particular way that made me think that he is like, hey, I think this is something I can get behind. He told me about an interaction that him and I had that I don't really recall. Again, goldfish brain for me. He goes, Eric, what did you say to me when we were at the YMCA? We were in the locker room, I guess. And unless if he mentioned that in that way, I would not have remembered that I even had that interaction with him. But as he said it, I went, oh, yeah, we did have an interaction in the locker room. We went to the YMCA. And he introduced himself as Megan's husband. He said, Megan loves you. And then apparently I said, you don't? Which sounds like something I would absolutely say. And I don't recall what else he said that I said in that interaction. Maureen says that she needs her husband, Teddy, to meet Eric Zaytunian. Oh, I would absolutely be Eric Zaytunian. I wouldn't even have to shift out of Eric Zane to be into Eric Zaytunian. I would be full on Eric Zaytunian for like an hour beforehand just to make sure none of the traits of this animal emerge in front of that sensitive soul. So I'll be like, oh, hey, how are you? Nice to meet you. It's a pleasure. You know, I'd be completely professional. And then he'd be like, oh, wow, he didn't tell me to go fuck myself. Wow, that's been pretty crazy. Maybe he's a good guy. Pain in the ass. Tightly wound, high maintenance child. God damn it. Anyway. I don't even know how the fuck I got into all of this. The quality character traits of all of you individuals a lot of times can power this show for extended amounts of time. And I love that. I absolutely love that. Matt says maybe you should man hug him tip to tip. I would absolutely man hug him tip to tip. Holy cow. So anyway, NFK, back to that. So Benny had an accident. I take care of that. That's done. Then the other major catastrophe. I'm still in the kitchen. He says, looks at me just like this. TV broke. And I go, okay, let's have a look. I wander into there. Now, for me, everything is a slow process and meticulous. And he wants it right now. He's stuck in 1974. He thinks you can just hit shit and it'll turn on. Now, right away, I suspect that the box needs a reboot. Turns out I was right. But leading up to that, he's like trying to show me the problem, and he grabs a remote. Kenny with the question, does he ever smack the TV? Ha ha. And I go, well, no, I don't know about that, but I know that the remote control looks like it's been through hell. It's got tape all on it. And basically when I said, hey, have a seat here 4.5 years ago, and he's stayed there since then, and gave him that remote, that basically was, go ahead and destroy this. We've been through 3 chairs in that room because, and not by anything really extensively damaging, just sitting in them. He picks up the remote with one hand and he goes, puts it in the other hand like this. And then he starts going. And because his hands work like, it's like giving the remote to Mr. Krabs and having him operate the remote. okay, it's not working. And he's, I can tell, he's getting ready to blow. You know, I can see the steam coming out of his ears. He does not like this at all. This is part of that. I told you he has various rituals, and this is interrupting a long form ritual. And, you know, it's like, it's very much, I've joked about it, but if you've ever seen the film Rain Man, when Dustin Hoffman's character has to get in front of the goddamn TV before the People's Court starts. And if he doesn't, he has a heart attack. This is not that different. And I'm not even kidding about that, being that Diana has worked with people with autism for the past decade. She's watched him, observed him, while she's sitting there like playing Candy Crush or something in the chair across from him. And she tips my ear after, and she says, "I think he has autism." I go, "Really?" "Yes. Because of this, all these little markers, if you will. He checks all the boxes." I go, "Oh, wow, okay. Cool." So he's getting ready to have this heart attack. I go, "Hey, I got an idea."
"What? What is it?"
I'm going to unplug that box. Sometimes it just needs a little time to think. It's eggs are scrambled. It needs to be rebooted.
"Well, I don't know what that's going to do.
Just give it a try." Wanders off into the other room. Prior to that, I had gone upstairs. Actually, I unplugged it. And then I waited about a half minute, plugged it back in, went upstairs. And I said to Diane, I go, "Hey, we got a code orange here." She's like, "What?" I go, "Yeah, I it's probably going to work. But..." I explained to her what's going on. I go, "And he's starting to come unglued a little bit." Linda writes, "Does it?" "Yeah, probably needs to be rebooted." "Does it?" Megan says, "Shit, fuck TV." Maureen says, "This is going to ruin his Christmas for sure." Well, that's the first thing I thought. When this started to unfold, I was kind of like, I hope to God this works. Because there have been times, one or two times, where we had no way to get the TV repaired or there was something wrong. So he had to, like, excuse me. Well, I had to set up my iPad for him to watch that. And that was questionable at best. Molly says, "I was just kind of surprised to see you here this early. That's why I said what I said before." Oh, no. I got you.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I totally get that. Typically, I start this show, what, at 10? To be here at 8, this is, or 8:15, this is my old wheelhouse. It's been, not since March have I been able to do this show at this time. Anyway, I go downstairs, and it's working. Well, it's back on, because it says, "Booting up!" And then you hit the volume up button, and I can hear it, and he's like, overjoyed, and I can see his face just resetting. And he goes, thank you so much. This is great. And now I've done this before, and he must have just forgotten. So I'm like, oh boy. Chris says, "Prior to that, you recorded the night before. LOL, remember that?" I used to, there have been a couple of different time eras for this show. I've talked about this before. Not that long ago. I remember that when the show first got started, I think I recorded the Patreon first. If I was going to have anybody be a guest on the show, they would actually they would have to physically come into the house. Cole says, TV repair, it's a Christmas miracle. Maureen says, hallelujah, I have TV. Kenny says, shit, fuck, Eric, you're magic. Chris says, and Patreon was when we would swear sometimes. Yeah, I had like some dumb thing where I was like, oh, yeah, I'm not going to swear on the free podcast because, you know, if they want to pay for it, they'll hear me swear. No, I think actually the reason why I did it was because people were getting like butthurt because they don't like bad words. Oh, man, I can't listen to it in the car with my kids. You shouldn't listen to it in the car with your kids, you fucking moron. Just because I'm not swearing doesn't mean I'm not talking about something that is for adult ears, asshole. God damn. People are stupid. Kent, drop the E out of U, is here for the first time in a while. I think he was he had fallen victim to the time change on the show. Welcome to you, Kent. Are you still working for local flooring company? I haven't talked to you in so long. He says, unfortunately. Patrick says, I signed up for the bad words. Chris says, didn't Kent's boss man stiff you? No. No, not at all. This is ridiculous. Kent's boss, he didn't stiff me at all. We had taken forever to get the, him to be part of the show, and I finally was able to make him a regular. So I'm talking about go to this place and get your flooring, blah, blah, blah. And then a year and a half ago, I made fun of that little brainwashed kid at the local county meeting. And I said, I hope one day grandma is going to walk in on this kid eating a vagina because grandma and the mom had brainwashed the kid to go in front of people and say, thank you, Joe Moss, for protecting us from the groomers, you know, gay people. And so I beat the shit out of that entire family. And then that psychopath bitch mother, she was pissed. And so every day she's calling Kent's boss and saying, oh, my God, you got to save the children. You got to. So, you know, doing the free market, what is it called? Free market solution or free market eradication or I don't remember what the fuck it was. This crazy bitch. And so then boss calls me and goes, hey, man, I'm getting inundated with phone calls. I go, well, fuck them. Who gives a shit? Just relax. And he had just given me a ton of money. And that was like 2 weeks earlier. And then, I've got his money. I cashed it. I'm using his money. And he goes, I want to put a hold on my marketing. And I go, okay, if you want, fine. Week goes by. Hey, is it time? No. A month goes by. Hey, is it time? No. 3 months goes by. Hey, can I get you back on? I still owe you $3,000 worth of marketing. No. Okay. 6 months goes by. I ask again. I can't get him. I can't reach him. I'm reaching out to Kent saying, how do I reach this guy? I'm calling every day. I'm trying to say, hey, we got to get your marketing on the show. I owe you plenty of $3,000 worth of marketing. Never heard from him again. So I'm still waiting for this disaster to call me back and say, hey, where's my marketing? I'm like, yeah, it's waiting for you. You tell me. It is here. I don't know. He strikes me as the type of guy that's going in like five damn directions. And something like this, once it slips off of the edge of the flat earth, it's gone forever. It's into the abyss. Kent says, no wonder none of us can get a raise. Yeah, you could have used that $3,000. You could have used that $3,000 in marketing. Marketing on my show works. I don't know. I mean, seriously. That's silly. The company that sold me that motorhome. Not the dealership. The dealership was great. The story can now be told. The company that the motorhome is made by is called Thor. Like God of Thunder, Thor. The dealership that sold me the Thor is General RV. I have nothing bad to say about General RV. They did everything I asked when I showed up on a weekly basis, upset because the fraud bus was not running. Or I happened to have issues with it. It was too many to count, too many to list. Thor sent me this right here. Thank you. We're committed to providing superior products and services and ensuring your complete satisfaction. After your purchase, you received a questionnaire regarding the sales and delivery processes experience. Now that you've had the opportunity to enjoy your motorhome, we are interested to learn about your satisfaction and performance of the vehicle. Let me just remind some of you. On trip number one, which was a 150-mile trip, within 30 miles, it was a very hot day. The generator shut down. So I get no air conditioning in the coach. It's coming from the dash, but that's not enough to cool the coach. Trip number two, I go to my father's. We brought the whole family. So we packed them all in there, brought the food. We're going to have a cookout. On the way, it's 95 degrees. On the way back, not only is the generator not work to cool the coach, but the dashboard air conditioning also goes out. Nearly every time we took it out, we had to take it back to the dealership to get it repaired. The first time it rained, water poured through the roof. And it turns out that the air conditioner on the roof was not secured. It wasn't bolted down. So water could get into the openings that are supposed to be sealed, and the water was pouring through the air conditioning unit. It all got trapped in the ceiling and destroyed the lighting. They had to replace all the lights. They had to get rid of the water somehow. I don't know the fuck they did it. There was carpet peeling off. There's molding peeling off. The shower leaked. The toilet was blocked. Toilet would not flush. If you pooped in the toilet, it's going to clog. Pooh had to stick her hands down there and unplug the toilet with her fucking hand with a big fucking glove on. Disgusting. Generator would not work no matter what. On the exhaust pipe for the generator, those clamps that have it hanging out of the underside of the coach, those all busted off. Oh, my God. It was just one thing after another. And all workmanship related, just quality control shit. So, rest assured, when they sent this fucking thing and said, scan this QR code and fill out the review, I'm like, oh, my God. And, like, Pooh gave it to me. She goes, look what came in the mail. Now, I will say this, General RV, they put up with all of my temper tantrums. And they also, they gave me a lot of money. They gave me $200 cash and I think it was that much. And a $500 credit in store. Because I got a ton of shit that I could use in that store, so that's as good as cash. And it was always very as quick as they could get my the coach repaired. Now it's in storage right now, so currently there are no problems, but there's always next year. Before this survey came in, at about the time the survey came in, they tipped me off and said, "Hey, your 1 year Thor warranty is about to expire." But I also bought the extended warranty. But my review, and Kenny says, I still can't believe you kept that piece of shit. Well, if you're going to sell it, you want to sell it in the spring. There's a specific way to sell these things. First of all, I can't sell it right now because I don't have access to it. It's locked away in this big fucking barn with about 350 other coaches. So I can't get to it. I can't display it. I can't take the pictures. And it's not great. So if I sell it, and I said to Pooh Bear, I go, "Hey, let's sell this thing." And I think we're going to wait. I think we're that stupid. You are correct. We did. If we are going to sell it, we would wait. But I don't know if we're gonna. When I'm filling out the survey, it's asking me various things about the product. And I'm giving them 0 out of 10, 0 out of 10, 0 out of 10. And then it says, tell us why. So I really parked down. And I went hard in the paint on this. And I said, I tell everybody I can not to buy your products. And I'm obviously telling you right now, don't buy their products. Do not buy anything manufactured by Thor or any of their other entities. Don't do it. That is my official Eric Zane Show podcast, mobile home, motor home Thor review. Joe makes a great point. He says, probably built in the U.S. You are correct. Elkhart, Indiana. I even went so far on the review to say more than one Thor employee said to me with the, you didn't hear this from me, but, and then gave me a nice tidbit about how horrible your company is. I also talked about how amazingly helpful the dealership was, and they were. They put up with my ass, and I'm glad they did. They were very, very cool about it. But Thor, this RV is the absolute worst. And they said on the thing, thank you for your contribution. If there's any issues, we will reach out to you. And I seriously doubt that they will. I had a member of the staff, I'm not going to say who, that works for that company, because I talked to a few people who said, ever since COVID and we laid a ton of people off, the people that we put in place are horrible. And that's why our motor coaches suck so bad now. Cole says, what brand was your old RV? That was called a Coachman, and that thing was a goddamn beast. About the only thing that was exceptional on that Thor was the powertrain. The engine and the transmission. Absolute motherfucker. Fantastic. This enormous 8 million cubic inch. It's called a Ford Godzilla engine. Holy shit. What a beast. That's the only thing. Everything else, pile of shit. So Ford was good because they, what they do is they get these chassis and then there's like nothing on them. And then they have, they like build the fucking thing. And there's a few companies that actually, there's a lot of moving parts when it comes to building a motorhome. And, but the one thing that can happen is quality control. You can actually get a person in there to look at everything, test everything, make sure before it actually is on the market to be purchased. Hi, Bruce. To be purchased, that it, well, it's good. You know, it's people are putting a lot of money in these fucking things. It's not a fucking toy. In Megan's brain, she was just about to say, call Bruce, which is her pal who repairs RVs. And then Bruce showed up in when I said, hey, Bruce. Oh, my God. All right. So that I cannot wait until they read this. Well, you know what? They're not going to give a shit. They're going to see my comments and go, fuck you. They don't care. What a pile of shit business that is. So I made friends with an organization on the Sunday hockey game. Hope Network was the presenting organization for the hockey game. And I did a jersey auction to benefit Hope Network. And they provide homeless for people who are home sensitive, I guess. And they work with the autistic community. It's a fantastic organization from what I'm understanding. And the people that do the organization of it and make sure that it's running smoothly is a couple of the people were there at the hockey game along with Darren McCarty and Eddie Murray, the guy I told you about from the Detroit Lions era. That was my favorite era of the Lions, 1980s on into the early 90s. So Steady Eddie Murray is a kicker on that team. And I mentioned this yesterday. For me to be in the same room with somebody who, I mean, this is boyhood Eric Mount Rushmore. Anybody affiliated with that fucking team. And they were generally shitty. There was one or two good years. But this was the start of me in my love affair of the Detroit Lions. 1980, Eddie Murray, Billy Sims, Gary Danielson, Doug English, Al Baker, Freddie Scott, Leonard Thompson, Dexter Bussey, list goes on and on. The fact that I mean, it's so long ago, a lot of these guys are dead. Well, some of them. So there I am with Eddie Murray. Now, I think that Eddie's just kind of like there as a ambassador, famous ambassador. But I said to him, I go, hey, how did you get affiliated with Hope Network? Yeah, about 14 years ago, I got fired from my old job. And I forget, he kicked at a time when NFL players didn't make the money that they're making now. I'm sure he did fine, but he's also educated. He had a 4-year degree from Tulane. That's where he kicked. And so I was on the board of directors for this organization. And somebody suggested that I would be good in this role. And I'm not even sure what his role is. So they made me resign from the board. And now this is what I've been doing for the last decade and a half or something like that. I go, oh, that's fantastic. So I make friends with this the lady who's there. Her name is Jamie. And she's lived in. Hello. All right. Can you do me a favor? Can you grab that door for me? Bruce opened it. Wave to everybody. Oh, they can see me? Yes, ma'am. Well, they can see you holding all that shit. Are you just leaving that there?
Your
yeah, I know. Can you put it like below?
Well, I do, but then they can't.
Okay. How about a different spot, though? Because it's messing up my couch. I like it.
Okay, I'll put it on top of the...
This is a professional organization. You have to straighten out that couch cover now. Tyler says it's still jammy time. Uh-oh.
I just woke up.
I know.
Who said that?
Tyler. Kyler? I don't know. I saw him. I heard from him not long ago on here. Who knows? Okay, bye-bye. So then I, this nice lady, her name is Jamie, and she has something to do with the management there. I'm not even sure the title. She told me, but I forgot. And she's listened since way back, all right? Like the past, since 04 through all of those years to 16 to 19 on BBL, and I'm not 100% sure she's listened to the podcast. Doesn't matter. But I had said to her, I go, hey, I MC stuff all the time. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.